We are in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, and we are up to Sif Dalet, the last halacha in Tov Kuf Pei Dalet, where the Mechaber says, Molin ben Kriyas HaTorah L'Tkiyas Shofar. When there's a bris on Rosh Hashanah, the proper time to do the bris is actually between Kriyas HaTorah and the Tkiyas. The Mishnah Berurah brings the reason, because Tkiyas are only on Rosh Hashanah, whereas bris is whenever you have a bris, so it's considered tadir, as opposed to the tkiyah shofar. This is the reason that the gra, Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem ha-gra. But there's another reason, which is zechor bris Avram v'akedas Yitzchak. The tkiyah shofar, the Gemara says, why are we tokea with a, why is that we use a shofar shel ayil, zecher the akedah. Therefore, it is zechor bris Avram, first we do the bris, and then akedas Yitzchak. So much so that the Taz, Mishnah Berurah quotes this, the Taz brings the ma'isa of a certain gadol that was the moel and the bal tokeah. And what he did was, he did not rinse his mouth from the blood of the mi'ila and blew shofar with it. So to have the schus of the mi'ila with the tekiah. Mishnah Berurah nevertheless does say that he should at least wash his hands and clean the outside of his mouth, mishum nekiyas. There comes the question, what happens if the bris is not taking place in the shul? You've got to go somewhere. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's not too far, then you should still do it between Kriyas HaTorah and Kiyas Shofar. Whereas if you do have to go a distance, then you should actually do it after davening. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even if Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos and there is no Kiyas Shofar, we still blow between Shacharis and Musaf. Just he brings two opinions down with regard to whether it's before or after Ashrei. But even though there's no Tkiyah Shofar on that day, nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah says to do the bris between Shacharis and Musaf. Okay, now we go further. Simin Tov Kuf Pei Hei. We're going to be doing the first two Si'ifim of Tov Kuf Pei Hei, the halachas of the brachas of Tkiyah Shofar. So the first halacha is tzorich litkoa mu'umad. The Mechaber says that you're supposed to blow shofar standing. The reason for blowing shofar standing, it's a birkas ha-mitzvahs, because it says yelachem, yom tri yelachem, and it says lochem in the mitzvah of Omer, usfartem lochem, and there the mitzvah is to start me'ochel chermesh ba'koma, and the Gemara says al tikri koma elokoma. We're not referring to the stalks of wheat that are standing. There's also a remez to the fact that you're supposed to stand when you do mitzvahs. Mishnah Berurah says that this is an asmachta, and it's not ma'akev b'di'evid. So for some reason, a person didn't stand, he was yotze anyway. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to stand. There's a machlokas with regard to leaning. Now, if you're leaning in a way that had whatever it is that you're leaning on, had it been moved, you would not have fallen over, then that's fine. That's considered amida. Whereas if it would be pulled away and the person would fall over, then that is not considered amida. Therefore, the Magen Avram says that one should not rely on that. One should not lean on anything for tkiyah shofar. The Shaar HaTzion, he brings down the sheet of the Chidah, who says that one does not have to be makbid on it. So therefore, he comes out that if for some reason it's difficult for one to stand at the time of tkiyah shofar, he could rely on leaning, even in a way if the thing that he's leaning on, had that been removed, he would have fallen over. So one is supposed to stand at the time of tkiyah shofar. Now, in the tkiyah shofar, we know that we blow a lot more than we're really required to. This is later in the Shulchan Aruch, he'll go into it. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of Yom Teruah. We learn out that that every time you have a trua that says vahavarta, what you're supposed to do is have a tekiah before it, a tekiah after it. There are three times that we have the parsha of blowing, twice on Rosh Hashanah, once with Yovel. The Gemara learns one to the other, and from there we learn out that you're supposed to blow three times three, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, three times. The Gemara ends up saying that we are mistapek. We do not know whether this trua is a trua, a shvarim or shvarim trua. As a result of it, we go through the series of nine actually three times to make for 27. Or since the one version, one variation on that trua is shvarim trua, we call it 30 kolos, 30 sounds. All right, so you need 30 sounds. Our minag is to blow first of all before we start. It's already mentioned in the Gemara. Before we start Musaf, we blow all 30 kolos with the brachas of the shofar, and then we blow again in Musaf. Why do we do that? So the Gemara says the reason we blow so many times is to be mevalbel the satan, so that the satan should get all confused. What, the Jews are doing so many mitzvahs, I'm out of business. The halacha, though, is that we are mekayim a mitzvah derabanan of having the shofar blown with the parshis of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofris. And before that, we are also mekayim the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. So the first time, we first do the mitzvah d'orais of tekiyah shofar, and then we do the derabanan of the Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofar. Plus, there's an inyan brought down already in the Rishonim of having 100 sounds. So we then do it a third time. There are two minhagim. Some do 30 in the quiet shmon, the silent shmon esrei, another 30 in chazaras hashatz, and then 10 after davening, whereas others just do 30 in the chazaras hashatz, and then 40 after davening, dividing it into 30 and 10. So altogether, we do a lot. The first 30 kolos, the first 30 are not the kolos that are meant to be mekayim the mitzvah of Malchus, Zechronos, Shofros, of blowing together with the parshiyos of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, the storim of Malchus, and Zechronos, and Shofros. Therefore, the halach is as follows. The mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, where we're mekayim et kiel chasa, with the Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, that we're supposed to do standing up. Whereas the first 30, we actually are allowed to do sitting down. That's why they are called the Tkiyas di Yeshiva. The minhag today is that we stand for all the shofar blowing. Nevertheless, it's called Tkiyas di Yeshiva because you're allowed to sit, even though we don't, but one is allowed to sit when they are blown. So the halach is that if one, for some reason, has a difficult time standing during Tkiyas shofar, if it's during the first 30, he can sit down. If it's during the 30 of the Shmona Esrei, there he couldn't. Unless he really had no choice. Now, in the case of someone who is at home and just hearing 30 kolos, the case of, say, a woman going to shul and hearing 30, or the case of someone who's not well and they come to his house and all he hears are 30 kolos, he's not going to be there for all of the kolos. Since those are the 30 that he's being yotza with, if he can't stand, he's supposed to. I mean, the halacha that the Mechaber told us that the mitzvah's tki is ba'amida is supposed to be taking place with the 30 kolos that you're yotza with. It's only that Bitsibur, since we have a first 30 of the yeshiva, those are the ones that you don't have to stand for. But if one is hearing only 30, he's got to stand for all 30 of them. The Ramah says, Noagim litkoa al habima b'mokam shekorin. The minag is that tkiya shofar is not done at the amud, the tkiya shofar is done at the bima, where we actually read the Torah, so that the schus of Torah will add to the schus of the tkiya shofar. The Mishneh Brura brings down here that it is right that the Baal Tokea should be a tzaddik v'hogun. He should be a tzaddik and also fit for it. And then he says, as long as, ubovad, that there's no machlokas. Meaning if it's a question of pushing in someone that you think is more worthy of being the Baal Tokea, but it's going to involve machlokas, machlokas is not a very good schus for Yamin Narayim. So therefore, even if you can have someone who is less worthy, but you'll have that taken care of in a way that there won't be machlokas, that would actually take precedence. At least the Mishneh Berurah says, he's got to be able to know that he's being motzi the tzibur. This is the most important kavana. Of all the different kavanas, the most important kavana is, he's got to know that he's being motzi the tzibur with the mitzvah of tekiyas. Okay, so we're finished now with Sif Aleph of Tavkuf Pehe. We're now up to Sif Beis. Kodim sheyitka yivarech l'shma kol shofar v'yivarech she'echiyanu. Before you start blowing, you're supposed to make one bracha of l'shma kol shofar and a second bracha of she'echiyanu. Now, why is the bracha l'shma kol shofar? So first of all, the mitzvah is not the tkiya. The mitzvah is to hear it. The Baal Tokea is being mekayim the mitzvah the same way as everyone that's listening. It's only because he is hearing the sound of the shofar. The mitzvah is not the tkiyah, the mitzvah is the shmiyah. Mishneh Berurah brings down that the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar and not bikol shofar. The words l'shmoa bikol shofar would sound as if you've got to listen to what the shofar has to say. You're taking directions from the shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the sounds of the shofar. What happens if someone made a bracha on tkiyah, or he said l'shmoa bikol shofar, b'di'evit is yotza anyway? And then we make the bracha of Shechiyanu. We're referring to the first day of Rosh Hashanah here. With regard to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we also say Shechiyanu, but that is discussed separately. So one makes the two brachas, the bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar and Shechiyanu. Says the Ramah, it doesn't make a difference. Hagove in chiluk benim yivorach la'atzmo or shekvar yotzo umavorech lahotzi acherin. The Baal Tokeya already blew. He is now blowing to be motzi other people. See, he's being motzi other men. The halacha is that he would again make the brachas, although he has already been yotzo the mitzvah. This is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, actually, where the Gemara says that when it comes to birkas ha-mitzvahs, afo pishe yotzo motzi, even though a person was yotzo already, he still makes the bracha for the sake of being motzi somebody else. This doesn't work with birkas ha-nehnim. You can't make a bracha of shahakol if you're not eating now. But if you were already yotze shofar and you're blowing for somebody else, the Gemara says that you are motzi him. You can actually make the bracha and be motzi him. Why? Very interesting. The Gemara says, because kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, because of arvus, if you haven't yet heard the shofar, then I haven't really completely heard it either. There's something missing in my tikkiyah. So that my bracha now is because I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah b'shleimusa until I'm motzi you as well. Therefore, I can make the bracha. There are those who say that in such a case, it is better to have the people that are being yotze, have them make the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the minhag is that the Baal Tokeya actually makes the bracha. He's talking about being motzi other men, that the Baal Tokeya will say the bracha, and he even brings b'shem the gra, that's the Ikar Hadin. And that is the minhag today, that someone who is blowing a second time, even though he's already been yotze, the halacha is that he makes the brachas. Then the Mechaber says to blow Tashra Tekiyah Shvarim Teruah Tekiyah Gimel Pamim, Tashad Gimel Pamim, Tarat Gimel Pamim, and that the Mishnah Berurah says will be discussed later, where there's a whole siman explaining exactly why we blow what we do blow. Now, what happens if they said the brach on the shofar and it just doesn't go? So they try bringing another shofar. The halakha is as follows. If they started blowing already and they have to switch shofars in the middle, so the halakha is they can continue. If they didn't even blow a single tekiyah yet, and it's just not going, the halakha is as follows. If they're using another shofar that was sitting in front of the Baal Tokeya at the time he made the bracha, they would still not have to make another bracha. But if they're bringing another shofar that wasn't there, and the bracha was not yet chal, the bracha did not take effect yet because there was no blowing that actually got done, the halacha is you have to make a new bracha. The halacha in such a case is that one would have to make a bracha again, a second time. Okay, now it goes on. The tov litkoa b'tzad yamin, the Rama says that it's better to blow on the right side. In other words, on the right side of the mouth. This is lechatchila, not b'dievid. Now, in Mishnah Berurah, he makes no differentiation between a righty and a lefty. In Shaar HaTziyun, he brings opinions that say that it does make a difference. And the real question is, why is it that we blow on the right side? What's so special about blowing on the right side? So, one reason is brought down, because it says, Vasotin omer al yamino, the sitno. The satan was standing on his right side, so you go and blow in order to push away the satan. Another reason, the Magen Avraham brings down, because on the left side, the tefillin that we put on are megin, and you need something on the other side, on the right side. So he says, according to that, a lefty who puts tefillin on the right hand should really be blowing on the left side. Nevertheless, the Shaar HaTziyun comes out that he did not in Mishnah Berurah differentiate, because first of all, it may not be his own tefillin, it's the concept of tefillin. And the concept of tefillin, the tefillin conceptually is on the left. A second thing is that with regard to the idea of asotno omen al yamino, so that lechura should not make a difference if you're a righty or a lefty. In the Bir Halachi, he brings from Reb Meir Simcha that in the Melchemes Gidon, it says that they held the shofars in the right hands and the lapidim, the torches, in the left hands. And since the Gemara learns Tekiya Shofar from the Chatzotzeris, they had Chatzotzeris there. It says they held their Chatzotzeris in the right hands. So we learn out of there that it's important to put it in the right hand. In all cases, according to that, it would come out that whether you're a righty or a lefty, you would always blow shofar on the right side. And once again, it's not liyakuva. And then finally, V'chein yafol ha-shofar lemalo, shenemar olo elokim bisrua. You should try to have the shofar pointing upwards. But this too is not li'ikuva, although that's the way you're supposed to. If one finds blowing shofar better in some other direction, so he can do that as well.